Okay, we're on Daf Yud Aleph, Ahmed Aleph, three lines from the bottom, the third to last line, V'chol Hechid Debadil. Let's get straight to Machloket Chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda over here. Basically, the Nakuda of the Machloket, L'maisa, is can you burn and check for your chametz after the time of Isser, after the sixth hour? Chachamim said yes, Rebbe Yehuda said no. What's the svara of the Machloket? The Machloket is based on a din that when someone is doing something heter, but dealing with something usher, we're gozer. For example, a person who works with food items that are usher, we don't want that. We're gozerim bedavisha usherpo shelo yoshit lepiv. We're afraid that someone might eat it. So even Chachamim agree with this principle that when one is dealing with something that's usher, even though it's allowed, there's a gezer, he might put it into his mouth. That goes into the whole question that one should look into it if they're involved in non-kosher food items. This could definitely be no gay to that. So Chachamim hold that they hold of this gezer. The only thing is chametz, that when you're dealing with your chametz, you're going out to burn it. Since there is a big zecher, you're coming to burn it, we're not worried that you're going to come to eat it. While Rebbe Yehuda holds that also he holds the skizera, but he holds the chametz for not kosher. Because something that you're not bodil from, that you're not normally keep your distance from, we're afraid. So therefore when it comes to chametz, chachamim are going to allow you to deal with the chametz after the sixth hour. If you're dealing with the chametz, it's going to burn it. Neither with other things or not. Well, Rebbe Yehuda is going to hold that after the sixth hour, since it's something that you're bodil, you're not bothered with, meaning you still deal with it, we're afraid that you might come to eat it. So now we're going to ask on Rebbe Yehuda. Three lines from the bottom. V'chol heichid debadol minei lo gazer, Rebbe Yehuda, that anything that you're bothered minei, that you separate from lo gazer, Rebbe Yehuda, he's not going to be gazer. Remember, the rule is that Rebbe Yehuda, if you're not bothered from it, like comets, we're going to be gozer. Therefore, if you're bothered for something, like we brought the case yesterday, of Kadash, people don't normally eat it, he's not going to be gozer. We're going to question this whole premises. The whole heichid, the bottom and lo gozer Rebbe Yehuda. For Tanya, we're going to bring a case of Bechorot. A Bechor goes to the Kohen, and he's not allowed to eat it until it gets a mum. Now, we're very worried about it, because maybe he's accidentally going to put a mum on it. Therefore, we have different protections on it. So now, here's the problem. He have a bechor. The Kohen has a bechor. The oxodam, I guess it got very high blood pressure. It's dangerous. It's in a dangerous health situation. The way to take care of this sickness is to be makis lo dam. It's a bloodlet over here. Bloodletting doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to make a mum on it. But we're afraid that you might make a mum. Here's the case. Vatanya, bachor, shiaksu dam, afilu hum mate, even if it's going to die from this type of sickness, ain makizim lo dam divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, even though it's something that you're bovil from, you don't normally eat the bachor, it's kosher over here, he says he doesn't want you touching it. Even in a mutter way, since it's something that's asub, is you might come to do an issa with it. And this is Bidiyok, our case over here. Even though he's bottled from it. So, chamamim, yakis, bilvachalo, yitol, bo, dam. You could, mum. You could do hakazas tam, you could take blood out, as long as you don't make a mum. Do it in a place where you won't make a mum. Sivashi. Bachor. Also, lahatil, bo, mum. You're not allowed to put a mum in it. A feel the grom, and you're not even allowed to cause a mum. Kitetanya, mum. The pasuk says mum lo yebo and liela shelo yatil ba mum and naim shelo yigrom lo tamad lo makol mum b'mesek debay. So it's a drush in mesek debay. You can't do anything to cause it to have a mum. So ain makizim dam. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't bloodlet it. Afilu b'makom she'enu ose be mum. Even a place where it won't make a mum, where it's mutter. But since you're delving with something that's usher, even though you're normally bodil from it, Rabbi Yehuda is kosher. Then the b'komakom shebo im einu chotech mimenu etzim. As long as you don't cut off a bone of it or a pogrom sifatav, its lip or asno, its ear, v'chol davish she'enu chozer, anything that doesn't come back, l'kad muso. Havi mi'om. mum. Mum idach, lo havi mum. And anything else is not a mum. The kai goes with Rabbi Yehuda, and we see over here that Rabbi Yehuda is atu makum shasip a mum. He goes over here. The alpha god, the kachim akol badil mehem. And this is a makhlok of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, bitorat kohanim. So we have a problem over here. Again, we wanted to set up with Rabbi Yehuda. Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is, when it comes to chametz, since you're not bodil from it, he goes here. Why? Because you're not separate from it. But something that you're separate from, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go there. And yet we have a case over here, he goes there with a bachor. And the answer is, what's the difference? Hatam, when it comes to a bachor, mitoksha adam bahul al mamono, since he gets all confused, he sees it's about to die over here, he's bahul mamono, amrinan, we say, if we're going to allow him, since a person gets confused, he's about to lose a shore. A cow can cost how much, Yehuda? $2,000. It's expensive. He's worried. We're afraid he might get confused and just go all out to save his animal. Therefore, better not to do anything with the animal. For Rabbanan, what are Rabbanan doing over there? Kol Shekhen. Over here, it's the opposite for. Di lo sharit le klal. If we don't allow him to do anything, he's going to get confused. Di atu amavit. And he'll come to make a mum. He won't differentiate between a mum and not a mum when he's doing it. And we're afraid that he might go all the way. Therefore, the chachamim hold better when a person is confused about their situation to let him do something that's not going to bring to an iser in order to prevent him from doing an iser. Vashi. Al-Mamano, Kohen Zeh, Bahul Al-Bachor, Shlo Yamut. The Kohen is very worried, he's confused, and his money's at stake. He might come to do something, therefore we don't let him do anything. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Ruchamim hold Kol Shechein Hoel, U-Bohel. Since he's confused, in lo sharit leba makom she'enu oseh boom, moom. If we don't allow him in a place where it doesn't become a moom, over Al-Divarecha, he'll be over. Anyway, the oseh, he'll do it. To shuv ein nizar bein makom mum, b'shalom makom mum, to sover b'tzol hol da hakol shover. He's in a confused state, everything is equal, it's going to be usher anyway, he's going to be over the usher to save his money. That's the sugya over here, b'hula mamono. This sugya, I guess we call it like a bomb in halacha. There's a, in Hilchos Shabbos, the bear halacha is a long bear halacha. In Shin Lamed Beis, it goes through three amudim, very long bear halacha, where he brings down this gemara, and he goes out length to try and explain it. Let me just tell you how it's brought down in halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, if your animal, I guess I'm going to call it high blood pressure, because I don't know what else to call a chazodam. Someone has a different reason what it's called. If an animal gets high blood pressure on Shabbos, yachal amidu b'mayim, you can take it and put it in water. Cold water, kadesh istanin. Vim hu suffic, if he's suffic, it's going to help or not, and he's about to lose his animal, it's going to die. She'im lo yakis la dam, if you're not going to be mocking the dam, tamut, it's going to be die. Mutaloma la eda yehudi lakiza. You could ask a goy to do it for you because we're afraid a person will be bowl on his mama and he might do something that's usher over here. Better to give in on a midr rabbanan and not have him be over nisr. This is a really incredible shita over here. One should be aware of it. I saw a shayla brought down. Now again, no one has to take this lamaisa, but to let you know the tzorach iyun that comes out from this gemara. There was a guy who on Shabbos heard a world event, and because that there was a tremendous drop going on in the stock market. Oh my gosh, the guy got the whole. We're not dealing with a little bit. The guy had hundreds of thousands, not millions, in the stock market. A few points difference is literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he's sitting there, Kenny, and he's bahul on his mama. And he doesn't know what to do. Does he call the bank? Does he not call the bank? He asked the Rav. At least can he tell a goy to call his stock broker and sell for him or not? Okay, just letting you know what can come out from a gemara over here. From our gemara over here, it's not such a black and white answer that it's us sort of do something like that.
Well,
what?
But the stock market's working on Shabbos.
Okay. Yom Tov. Thank you. Even the Warsaw? Okay.
Same time.
Okay, so once you these issues just come up, and sometimes these innocent Gemaras, and they have tremendous things going on. Okay, so we see over here that Rabbi Yehuda is in the concept of being bohu al mamono, and therefore he just goes there. We don't let him do anything. Do we really say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that a person is bohu al mamono? That's none. Well, then bring another sheet in Rabbi Yehuda where we don't see this. The Atanan, Rabbi Yehuda Mer, on Yom Tov, again, we have animals, a shepherd that has animals. There's a certain combing technique, because when an animal walks around, it gets mud on them. And therefore, you have different types of combs for the benefit of the animal. So the animal won't be mitzvah. So on Yom Tov, we have two types of combs. One of them is a better comb. It's a metal comb, but it can cause a chabur. It can cause a wound to the animal, and it's the better one, and we normally use it during the week because it's better for it to make a little wound on his skin and cause a little blood than to have him have this mud caked on his wool or fur. And then there's a wooden one, which doesn't work as well, but yet a person won't make a chabur on his animal. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Meir ain mikadrin behema behema. You're not allowed to use the metal ones beyond tov. It's going to make a chabur. Aval mikartzivim, but you can use a wooden one, and it won't cause a chabur on it. You don't do anything over here. It's a gezeira. We're afraid that a person, once he starts doing it, he might go all the way. The Tanya Ezu Kidur, what is called the Kidur, the Ezu Katsuf, Kidur Kitanim. It's Kitanim and it's made of metal, Fiyoshe Chabor. You make a Chabor when you comb its wool. Katsuf Gidolin, it's wood, and therefore you can't be more fine tuned within the teeth on the comb. Fiyoshe Chabor, it doesn't make a Chabor. And you see that Rebbe Yehuda allows it. He doesn't make the Gezeira according to this. When a person is bald and his mom, on like the case we had before, we don't allow anything, because once you allow something, he might go all the way. And yet when it comes to his animal, he sees his animals in distress, it might cause a loss of money. And yet Rabbi Yehuda allows you to use a large comb, just don't use the small one. And he wasn't goes there when he's bald on the mom. And we answer, there's a big difference. Hatam, the ishavikleh, might, in our case that we had before, with the animal that had high blood pressure, if we leave it alone and don't do anything, it's going to die. Amrinon over there, we say, Adam Baal Mamono. He's going to get very confused on his money, and he might take matters into his own hand and miss the halakha. Hako over here, Ishavikle, if we stop him, Tzorobiyamahu. It's not going to cause a major loss to him. It's going to be tzar to the behemoth, that's for sure. But it's not going to worry about losing all his money. Lo amin and adal baal al mamono. In that case, we're not going to say in animal's baal al mamono. Sorry, person's not going to be baal al mamono. Rashi mikadrin ishtalid mikartzim ki tefarshina bekli shishen of gasod. Its teeth are wide or big. Ve'ino osei kapor. It doesn't make a kapor. Techov of bebali chayim av malachim. To wound an animal is an av malacha. Ketani miyad aval mikartzim amal. But we say you can do the mikartzim. Amal lo gozer mitok shad and bohel. We see that a person, we're not gozer even when a person could be bohel on his possessions. Isharit lekirtuv avid kidor. We're not going to be gozer. Lefi shatit mechachi shad a behemah mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda, maishna gavi chametz to gozer. When it came to chametz, where gozer, the chametz that when you're dealing with something that's usher, we don't allow it, even though it's heter right now, you might come to eat it when you're dealing with an usher, and where gozer. Umayshnai gari katsuf, when it comes to the katsuf, to lo gozer. We're not going to be gozer. Even though you're dealing with something that could very easily come to an isser, your combing, your behemoth, could come to the chabor. Why in one place he is gozer when it comes to chametz, our mission that we're dealing with, and in the case in the beitza, we're not gozer. And we answer, lechem the lechem michla. He might, since with chametz and bread, Again, this is going on that their matzah in those days were thicker matzah. You could mistake it easily. He might be mikla. He might make a mistake in it. Therefore, we have to be gozer. Don't delve with the chametz. It's something that you're not bagulmei. You might make a mistake and eat it. When it comes to the kidr v'kartzuf, lo mikla. If you're not going to come and make that mistake, they're that different over there. Rashi lo mikla, Rabban and Sarvi mikla. And Rabban and Rashi hold it on the Yehuda, and it holds it's mikla. Tzar Balechayim also. No, but the Tzar Balechayim is not combing it because you're doing it for its benefit to get off the mud kicked on it, which that would be the Tzar Balechayim. Oh, there's also a bigger thing. If you look at this long Rabbi Akiva Egan, the Gilead and the Shas, Tzarek Ian Godel. That's how he loves it. Even though everybody, of course, tries to answer it. But he says it's black and white, the two cases. Even more what you're saying. Our case over here is you might come to eat something deraisa over here. Over here, it's a malacha shena tzrika, davar shena mitkaven. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a davar shena mitkaven. We know it's a mitzvah rabbanan. Black and white over here. What are you saying? That one is you might become machlif, and one you won't become the machlif. Two different worlds over here. Rabbi Kiva just finishes the tzarek, iyun, kado on this gemara. He doesn't really understand this gemara. Hit ayin and all the achronim that try and give tirutzim, but the tzarek, iyun, kado is tzarek, iyun, kado on Rabbi Kiva. There you go. Okay, right in the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. We've already had this concept a few times that midday, Erev Pesach, from the 6th hour onwards, there's an Isra Chilat Chometz. Now let's eat it. The Chachamim now came and were gozer beforehand that you're not allowed to eat it. It's a harchaka. So there's a machloket that we already had. We've seen it before the Tanayim. How far does the harchaka go? Is it 1 hour or 2 hours? So here's the makor for it. Rebbe Meir Omer Ochlim Kol Chamesh. You could eat all through the 5th hour up until the 6th hour. V'sarfim b'tchilat shesh. And you burn now in the beginning of the 6th. Meaning we're worried for an hour. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, no. Ochlim Kol Arva. You could eat all through the 4th hour, meaning from the beginning of the 4th hour till the end of the 4th hour. V'tolim Kol Chamesh. And now we wait on it the whole 5th hour. Meaning you still have to have hana from it. You can feed your animals. V'sarfim b'tchilat shesh. And now you're beginning in the beginning. Now you burn in the beginning of the 6th. Rashi. V'sarfim b'tchilat shesh. V'yaf agav d'kol shah. Even though every moment d'kol shah shishit midaraisa sharim. Even though that the 6th hour is really mutar midaraisa. Goes to Rabbanan Allah. Dil matoy. He might make a mistake in the time. Tesova ala shvi, shehi shishi, we think that maybe the 7th hour is into the 6th hour, and therefore we go there, keep him away a whole hour from the whole thing. Aval achamishi lotoy. Rabbi Meir holds 2 hours into the 5th hour, a person doesn't make that kind of mistake. Ala shvi. He's not going to make a mistake over an hour. Shehi chamishi v'muta. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. We go to 2 hours on the eating. The 5th hour we're tolling. Rashi, tolin kol chamesh, ve'en ocho. You're not allowed to eat. This is like a sub-period that we put aside. Tetori v'soval shvi shehi chamishit. If a person can make a mistake of over an hour, we'll see exactly where the mistake will be made and how much time. Umil is shvov to burn it this early. Ein utzor. There's no need to burn. Umaykel a behema, you could feed it to be a behema. Aval shishit, once it gets in the 6th, after Hana as midrabanan is an it's a Hana midrabanan. Therefore, you have nothing to do with it. Stop burning it, even kachim. We'll see. Gazvina mishum shavis. There's an interesting question that comes out from me. Rashi says that you don't need to burn it, but can one burn it earlier than that? Or better yet, we have a klal in the Torah: zvizim matinim lemitzvahs. Right? We take our mitzvahs very seriously. We do them as soon as we can. And yet when it comes to Sreifas Chometz, we wait to the left, we only burn it, right? We post the time from this time to this time. And it's not just because it convenes to make one fire. That seems to be the din over here. And Yavashi says, Ein utzor, there's no need to. So really, first thing you wake up in the morning, if you're going to have your breakfast, fine, and then burn it. Why do we wait only until the beginning of the 6th hour to burn? So the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, just letting people know of you on this Mishnah, we're only going to learn it to, according to Shita's Vashi. The Rambam learns this Mishnah differently. There's a grizz on it that goes into a developed Shitas Rambam. But the Ketz of Mishnah says very interesting over here that it depends. Even though you can burn it, it's Sarek Lahamtin Ad Kavov Tchilat. You need to wait until the beginning of the sixth hour to show that you're burning it because it's Man Isser. That even though there's a concept of Zrizin, Matirin, L'mitzvahs, but over here there's something even more important. You're showing the world by burning it right over here that it's Zman Isser. And that's even a better inyan to show people the proper halacha that's going on overtakes the Zrizin, Matirin, L'mitzvahs. Very interesting concept over here. It's a nice lumdus that could obviously be applied to other areas. And where do we take Zrizin, Matirin, L'mitzvahs?
Like
Pesur Mimisa,
I'm sure. Like Pesur Mimisa.
Yeah?
It's like it.
Ah, very nice. But you're showing the halacha through your mitzvah better by doing it at the last moment instead of being makdina mit lemitzvahs.
Why do you do both?
What?
Do both times.
No need to. No, because some people will make a mistake. And once you do it both, and someone finish it over there, and an Arab Pesach. Okay. The Odom of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda also says, Shtei Chalot, at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they had shtei chalot shel todah pesula. They had two disqualified loaves of the todah from the todah korban, and the Gemara will explain this at length. Menochot al gava itzdaba. There was like this bench going around in the Beit HaMikdash up on top, and they put two todahs, two breads on it. Kol zman menochot, all the time it was in a place that everybody in Yerushalayim could see it. All the time that they are there, kol adam ochli, they eat. Nitlachad, once it becomes now into the fifth hour, they take one. Now, there's a, we stop eating and we're tolling. Nitlachad, tolling. We don't eat it. Lo ochlim, lo sofim. You don't do anything in that hour. Nitlashtayim, and once we take away the two of them, hetchilu kol ha'am sofim. This way, it's like a little clock, a national clock over there. Rebbe Gamaliel Omer, in that fifth hour, chulin. Chulin echlan and kol arba, the fourth hour, everybody eats the chulin. The truma kol chamesh. But the kohanim can eat the truma through the fifth hour, because there's a problem of being mafsid kodshim, burning kodshim, when you don't have to. But once there's an issa hanar mid the rabbanim into the sixth hour, you could even burn the kodshim. V'sav v'tchil shesh. Rashi, shtei chalot shel chametz, shall told the pursuit. The government forged man paslino. How did it get usher? Fahaya menochot b'chol erev Pesach al gabia. It's divided as a stav like a bench. Shahaya bahar bayit. Shisham mikatzim v'yoshim b'nei adam. People sit there. Vayavon atom l'siman. You could show it over there for a siman for everybody. Nidla chad mehem betchilat chamesh. Bar shuliach beistin v'notul achad. He takes one. Then everybody stops eating. Rabbi Gamaliel says the Kohan in the Truma called Chamesh, the Yasala Hafsid Kochin be a dime. You're not allowed to outright destroy your Kochin. Calls my chocolate alcohol anytime that you have to eat it. They start with the Chilat Shesh. The Havade, Ruba, Tol, Ben Shesh, Lesheva, since every, most of them make the mistake over here, the Chachamim Magozia, even on the Kohanim, and you can't eat it.
But this was good in Yishalayim, but what about the Golden elsewhere?
Well, they only had this. I guess they had other simonim. Once you have the idea over here, and also what? All the regal. I mean, most people in Yerushalayim at this time. Erev Pesach, you had to bring your things up. There's yeah, but everybody was there. No, you see it. Everybody knows. Everybody's talking about. Oh, you saw it, and all of a sudden the word gets found. You have a it'll cover most everybody. The Gemara now is going to go into a similar sugya. Nothing really, I mean, it has to do with you, we'll see, but it's a separate sugya. It's a sugya in Sanhedrin and Drisha v'Chakira on Eden. We're going to cover this well into Sunday. Okay, Tanan Hatam, a mission that's brought down. Again, the same area that we had over here. How far are we going there? How much of a mistake does a person make in the hours? We're worried in our Mishnah that when the Chachamim ushered it after the sixth, before the sixth hour, how far did the Gezerah go? So now we're going to have a case with witnesses. We're dealing with two witnesses that saw someone kill someone. And now there's a little discrepancy in time or dates or something like that. how far is the machloket that we still say that people make a normal mistake in time, and therefore we're going to put the death penalty on the person that was seen committing the crime. Tanan Hatam, the sect of Sanhedrin. Echad omer b'shnayim b'chodesh. Someone says, I saw the murder on the second of the month. Ve'echad omer b'shlosha. And the other one says, no, I saw it on the third of the month. And they both agree that it was on a Tuesday, for example. Eidusam kayemet. We said that's still good over here. Shezei yodei b'yibor. We could be told that this one knows when the Rosh Chodesh was. V'zei eni yodei b'yibor shachodesh. And this one doesn't know. Echad omer b'shlosh. One says, I saw it on the third. V'echad omer b'chamesh. And the fifth one. Eidusam batela. In that case, it's batel. No one makes a mistake of 2 days. One day they could be off on what day of the week. Someone says, is it the 12th? Is it the 12th, 13th? I mean, the people make that mistake. Now in hours. What hour in the day? Again, the drish of Achir, there's seven drishes and chakiras. If the one in Hedrin goes into it, how far, how much we have to examine the witnesses. Echad omer b'shtei shaot. One says, I saw him in the second hour of the day. V'echad omer shlosh shaot. And the second one says, I saw him in the third hour. Hey, do some kayamet. People make a mistake. Echad omer b'shlosh, echad omer b'chamesh. Hey, do some batele divrei Rabbi Meir. Some remove this Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, that's too much. Kind of like our Mishnah that says people don't make this big of a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, like in our Mishnah, a 2 hour difference, we'll see exactly how much time it is. Hey, do some kayamet. That's enough. People, his edus, his kayamet, people do make a bigger mistake in time. Echad omer b'chamesh. One said in the fifth hour. One said in the seventh hour. Even Rabbi Yehuda would hold they do some batela. Why? Because no one's going to make that mistake. I mean, the sun is in two different sides of the sky. They're not going to make such a mistake. That's the mission in Sanhedrin. Rashi. Echad omer b'shnayim b'chodesh. Harig zed a nevesh. On the second of the month, this guy killed a person. Echad omer eidim omer b'shlosh. He says, no, it's the third day of the month. Eidusim kaimet. The Beis Din hayah bodkim oto. The Beis Din checks into. There's the bedika. There's the chakira. Otam b'sheva chakira. The seven chakira. Kidul kama. The kever the hushvo. Very important. I'll show you. Since that they agree, shneim omer b'shlishi or ivi, that it was on a Tuesday or Wednesday. It's only the messing up on the day. They're talking about the same day. One knows it. Shlosh Yisav Eshahuk Mabachodesh B'yom Shloshim. I made a mistake on that. For all of the Yesh Torah Mekach, since people do make this mistake, we said, fine, they make the mistake. Apo Pishim Mitzavin Anu Lecholik Ala Eidusim Kedeshi Tvarad LaHatzel Et HaNefesh. Even though we're very machmir, and we try and break up Eidus whenever we can to make a Hachasha in order not to kill a person. Over here, it's not in the Koch. We see that it's really testifying on the same day. One just knows the Chodesh, and one doesn't know the Chodesh. Tosfot, the Rivan Tosfot, has an incredible question over here. The second line in the Tosfot. The Hiksha Rivan. Uma Elut Aikinam Bahani Sahari Tovayo. Why are we saying for sure they're talking about the same one, and they only messed up in the Chibor? Let's say the opposite. Let's be... No, let's say that they did know. Why immediately be told that they didn't know? Say that they did know, and that they're lying over here. How can we say there's a suffix going over here? The nikum is faker. We should at least try and be, ask them, we have the chakiras over here. And the answer is basically, and it seems to be that's the Pshat and the Rashi over here, that it's clear that from the fact that they asked them afterwards, was it a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and they got that clear, that was doing the Bedika on whether or not one knows the the Chiddush of the Rosh Chodesh or not. Meaning when they checked, it's on Tuesday and Wednesday, that's basically asking, did this person understand whether it was a Chodesh Ibor or not?
What happens if it's both different days and 1 hour different? Is it both?
One says Tuesday, one says Wednesday?
Yeah, and 1 hour different, and they pay different hours.
There's nothing to, then we have to say it's they made a mistake or one of them's lying. There's when it comes to the Chodesh, a lot of people make a mistake on the Chodesh.
No, you said 1 hour then it's not different. 1 hour they both say they...
What do you mean? What would be the case?
If it's shesh or 3 hours and
2 hours,
let's say.
Oh.
So both
days. Ah, one says on the second of the month, the other one says the third of the month, and you have the both hours.
Right.
Good thing to think about. What? Once we're told over the Ebor, there's two separate machlokes. We're not going to start to make it fake over here. We're told.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's the first few days. Okay, so that's the Mishnah over there in Chakika Drisha. Omer Abaya. Abaya is now going to examine this 1 hour, 2 hours between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it exactly 1 hour, 2 hours, or maybe it's not? What's the difference between them? And this is really still going on the sugya in Sanhedrin, even though it's no gaiety here. We're not bringing in our sugya at all. Omer Abaya, kishun matzu lomar ledivrei Rabbi Meir, ein adam Torah v'lo klum. If we really examine Rabbi Meir, no one makes any mistake at all. When he said the 1 hour, we're going to examine it. And the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Adam Torah Chetzi Shah. It's only a half hour that a person makes a difference. It's not 1 hour, 2 hours. How do we see this? The Divrei Rabbi Meir Ein Adam Torah V'lo Klum. People don't make a mistake on the hour. What was the Maisa? The Maisa, the murder happened. Maisa Ki Havi B'Maisik Tarti Yimayot Talat. It happened at the end of the second hour, beginning of the third hour. V'had Dekomesh Taim. When the person said in the second hour, he meant the Sofstein. He meant the end of the second hour. Fahad the Gemar Shlosh. When the person said the third hour, Betchilat Shlosh. He meant the third. Really, they're saying the exact same testimony over here. No one makes a mistake. Well, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, when we said, one said the third and one said the fifth, it's not 2 hours. They make a mistake in a half hour. Adam Torah Chetzi Shah. A person will only make a mistake up to a half hour. Maisa, the Maisa of the murder, Kihavi bepalgad the arba. It was at 4:30. Okay, havi. V'hai the kamar shlosh. And when the person said 3, it was really besof shlosh. It was really at the end of 3 o'clock, meaning 4 o'clock. He messed up by a half hour. V'katai palgashait, and he messed up in a half an hour. L'kame. V'hai the kamar chamesh, the one that said the fifth hour. Petchila chamesh. Really happened at 4:30. He said the fifth hour, meaning the beginning at 5 o'clock. V'katai palgashait. And he made a half hour delay on it. So the Machloket isn't as great as we think it is. Rashi, Edusan Betela, the Baha Lech Limitai. In that they don't make a mistake. The Kvark Si Vidvach Vichata, this is a Drish of the Chakira. The Hine Emet Nachon Shite Edusan Mikuvenet. The Ilo, Lo Katlinan. We see that their Edus is fine, and if not, we don't kill. Even though one of them's lying, but that's not something that we're going to kill Edom on. It's just false Edus. We only kill them, give them what they try to give the other person if they're a Zama. They can make a mistake on this. Chama b'mizvachu shalakia, but it's in the fifth hour, it's on the eastern side of the sky. Tiachal ahavim ayadei hatzel. This you could discern through the shadows. Kishenotim yado k'neged ha-mizvach hu hatzel l'tzad ha-mar. This when you put your hand over here, you see the shadow going on the side of the mar. U'b'sheva chamesh b'mar v'hatzel l'tzad ha-mizvach. And the shadow is going towards the east. Means that when you're standing and you put up your hand, when the sun is in the east, the shadow falls on the west. What?
5 in the morning is 7 in the evening.
No, we're talking about the 5th hour of the day and the 7th hour of the day, meaning 6 hour of the day is midday in Chatzot. Yeah. So there, a person can see the shadows. A person won't make a mistake. Just a moment. We see from over here that the machloket isn't as great as we thought it was. When you're medaktik in their words, and you examine exactly, tinsel the divrei Rabbi Meir, the mekayim edusim debating gimel, mevatel shel gimel v'shel chamesh, ein adam tor v'lo klum. A person doesn't make a mistake in time. Or the divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the mekayim af shlosh v'chamesh, adam tor chatzi shah. It's not 2 hours that the person makes a mistake. No, up to a half hour will allow this in this death penalty over here. Well, the Rebbe Meir ain't Adam Torah klum, fair Torah shock on him. We have to say over here that if he makes any more than that, he's a liar. Fahai the Mekai Rebbe Meir Eidus Shel Shtayim Vishalosh Mishum Shishneim Eidu Al Vrega Echa. They're talking about the exact moment. The Maisa. He had a Mefik Tarte. It came out in the end of the second hour, mile to Lad, in the beginning of the third. Betsiyasa Shel Shnayim Kishlish Niknasa Vishneim Kaka Eidu. They're testifying on the exact same thing. The Haidam is Stein, the Sof Shneer, Kamar Bahadeh, Kamar Shlosh, at the beginning of the third. The Lakar Park, Mio Deja, Kavanato Lakach, Haidah Dilma, Haidah Kamar Stein, the Tchilah Stein. How do you know? Maybe it's the beginning of the second. The Kamar Bahadeh, Tchilah Beneim, Fall of Arimea, Ainu Tolin, the Ta'ot, Harihim Shakvanit. It's a mistake. There's an interesting question that came up. According to Rebbe Meir's Shita right now, people don't make a mistake in time. So the Pnei Yeshua brings two cases in Tanakh. No. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say Kechatzot. Because people cannot be made Kavin exactly on the time. And also David HaMelech, he didn't know exactly when Chatzot at night time was. He had the wind blowing through at the night time. The northern wind came and played his harp over there. And that's how he knew. So you see over here, the Pnei Yeshua says that people, the greatest people, Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, can't be mekavim the zman exactly. How could Rabbi Meir say over here that a person ain adam toer below klum? How could he say that? That's one shot. That's why she said that. But for sure, other people say no, that a person can't be mafkin time exactly. What?
That's
what you said. Oh, it's a night time. Oh. What? It's being with something. But Rabbi Meir says he's not even with something. The second, the Ikatiyamri in the fire is going to be with something. That a person can make a mistake. But over here, Ein Adam Tor V'lo Klum. He doesn't make a mistake in time.
Yeah, but seconds.
What?
But matter of seconds.
Well, that's what we're saying. He's saying, and Rashi just said, it's the exact same time they're saying. We're not even making a mistake on seconds.
Then we're Yikis.
Sorry. I just thought they were Sephardim. Teach their own. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I hear everybody's tired, but he gives it's an interesting question. It needs to be thought about. Well, there's definitely a lot of tirutzim on it. But he brings down, over here, when a person is testifying in a capital crime over here, before the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin HaGadol over here, if he doesn't know exactly what the time is, he should say, Eino Yodea Bidiyuk. The fact that he's saying it was this time, and this guy's saying this time, he's saying it in the Lashon of Bora, I know for sure it was at that time. Therefore, over here, Ein Adam Tor V'lo Klum is dealing with testifying. And a person, if he's going to say it, we trust his words. Even though when you're not testifying, people are making little mistakes here and there, but if a person is in Betuach in it, he won't say such a strong language. That's in the second and third hour. The Divrei Rebbe, oh gosh, I'm going, let me just finish real quickly. The Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, let me just see the next. Ikka Diamri. There are those says, Omer Abaya. Kishetimsa Loma Le Divrei Rebbe Meir, Adam Torah Mashu. He said, no, Rebbe Meir, they make a little bit of mistake. Le Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, Adam Torah Sha'u Mashu. He can make the full hour mistake. The Divrei Rebbe Meir, Adam Torah Mashu, Maisa. The Maisa was, Kiavi, Obisov Shtayim Havi, or Bechilit Shlosh. It was about at the end of the second or the beginning of the third. One of them is just making a small mistake. The Divrei Rebbe Yehuda Adam Torah Sharpers can make a full hour mistake. The Maisa Umashu Maisa Kihavi or Bisof Shlosh is at the end of the third or Betchilat Chamesh. The Chad Minayu Kitoy Shah Umashu and someone's making a full hour mistake. Rashi the Divrei Rebbe Yehuda told him the Torah Chetzi Shah. This is in the first Shita in Rabbaya. He's missing a half-hour mistake. Well, Kama v'haber sof kamesh kamar. V'yeh shkili gadol v'neyem v'chuli hai lo tol v'tachili v'natzal v'nefesh. We'll discuss it on Sunday. V'chad minayu kai toy mashu. In the second, the ikat yamayu v'ayah. And Rabbi Meir, someone made a little bit of a mistake. Im b'sof shtayim havi v'hai de kamar sof. It's really at the end of the second, and he said in the beginning of the third. The kai toy mashu is making a little bit of a mistake. V'ibet chilat shlosh v'hai de kamar shtayim b'sof shtayim b'kar toy mashu. So in the ikat yamayu, you see a little bit of mistake, but not in the first sheet. There's no room for mistake. L'divrei Rav Yehuda, Ma'isa Hu V'Sof Shalosh V'Adei Kama V'Tchilat Chamesh Tosha. He made a mistake of an hour. Revius U'Mashu. He made a mistake in the Revius and Mashu Shal Sof Shalosh. Inami V'Tchilat Chamesh V'Havi Hai Tiyomei V'Shalosh Shalosh V'Sof Shalosh Tosha Revius U'Mashu.